This is Willie Terry, your roaming labor correspondent for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine Network. On Saturday, June the 15th, I attended the celebration for Juneteenth that was sponsored by the Hamilton Hill Arts Center in Schenectady Central Park. At that event, I had a chance to interview some of the participants, and one of the participants that I interviewed was Beverly Barquez, who is president of the Rapp Road Historical District. Rapp Road is an area in Albany that was settled by African Americans migrating from the South in Albany. And Beverly Barquez shared some of that history with us. This is part two. When the people moved up here, did they experience some racism problems, or were they kind of accepted?
It was a lot different for them up here than it was down south. For example, my mother was about 12 years old when they moved up here, and she was amazed that all the children went to the same school. There was, you know, it was an integrated school educational system. And down south, they couldn't do that. Down south, the black children had to walk past the white children's school to get to their school, which paled in comparison because they didn't have the resources that the children at the white school. My mom said they used to have to walk 7 miles one way to get to school. And they had to walk 7 miles to come back home. But, you know, this is the way life was in the South. And there were a lot of differences. The homes, she was not used to homes being connected. Down in the south end of Albany, they had row houses. That was foreign to her because where they lived, it was farmland. You didn't have, you know, connected houses. And so there was, but the sense I got from her was there were not a lot of obvious racism. She said, you know, some of her friends were, you know, white and that she grew up with. Down in the south end on Herkimer Street, Duncan Avenue where they lived, Green Street, Ferry Street, all those streets in this, what's known as the pastures now. They had a lot of people that were from the Jewish community, they were from the Italian community, they were from the Polish community. So you had a blend of people living down there at the time.
Now, did they have black businesses in the Rapp community?
In Rapp Road community, they didn't have businesses in the community, but the church was very, very instrumental in terms of helping them get established. For example, where we live in the Rapp Road community, the Albany School District would not provide bus transportation for the children because at that point in time, Rapp Road was a tiny little, you could barely get one car down the road. It was a little lane. And the school bus couldn't get in and out. So the children either had to be driven to school or they had to walk out to the end of Rapp Road to Western Avenue to get transferred to school. The church decided to purchase a school bus so that they could get their children to and from school. My uncle, who was a very industrious man, he would have equipment where they could widen the road, and he and some of the other men in the community widened the road at one point so the school bus could turn around. And now they have a school bus. They have a way to get the school bus in and out. They needed a driver. My grandmother, who was a very, I called her a Renaissance woman, she offered to drive the school bus. So I like to think of her as the first black woman, female bus driver. And she drove that school bus for the children for a good while. And so we have a very rich history in the Pine Bush community. And we've had a lot of issues with encroachment because we have had to fight off developers wanting to come in and take and build, you know, and we're not commercially zoned.
We call it gentrification.
Gentrification. And we are trying to stave them off. And that's why we formed ourselves as a nonprofit organization.
Yeah, that was the question I wanted to ask you. What were the goals and objectives of the railroad historic?
To preserve and restore our community. In 2002, we were nominated and placed on the New York State Historic Register. In 2003, we were placed on the National Historic Register.
Do y'all have a conference or something every year?
We do an annual fundraiser once a year. We just did our fundraiser May 10th of this year. And it was very successful. Our goal is to branch out and start doing conferences so that we can invite other organizations and invite people in the community to come and learn about African American history and this area.
They should have a college course about this.
Well, we're working very closely with a lot of the colleges. We work with SUNY at Albany. We've worked very closely with RPI. We've worked with Skidmore College. There's several colleges that have expressed an interest in working with us. And our goal is to go into the school districts so that we can share our history with the children.
Okay. Just one last question I want to ask you. How could one get in touch with you if they want to historical side? Or have you to come and talk to them?
Well, you can call me, Beverly Bartiquez, at 518-605-4854. And we'll be happy to take you on a tour. We'd be happy to come and share our history with you and let you see where we are and what we are about.
All right. That's Beverly Bartiquez, who's a president of the Rap Roll Historic Society. And I want to say that you're a history book.
I'm a history book?
Yeah, I didn't expect to get this much information. You know, hey, you got to write. And there's a book on the table now.
Yes, there
now,
is.
Who did the book?
This book was...
I'm sorry, I'll get it up. Southern Life, Northern City.
Yes. The book was a result of research that was done by my aunt Emma Woodard Dixon and a young SUNY grad student, Jennifer Lamack. They were the ones that spearheaded gathering the history and recording it. And as a result of that, the book was written by Jennifer.
Well, I want to say that is book one, because it got to be a book two.
We're hoping to do, we do have a short documentary that was done a couple of summers ago, and we're working on a second one. And if life lasts me and God wills, I hope to write the second part of our history.
Right. Thank you. Good luck on that.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, my grandpa used to say, the luck is in the Lord and the conduct in the people.
I hear you. Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you very much.